pivotal trade meeting between the US and the EU this week will be narrower in scope than originally planned. The contents of a joint statement outlining the results are also still up in the air. Sources tell us France wouldn't agree to the draft conclusions ahead of today's meeting with the US. Well, the UK has officially put the military on standby to help deliver supplies to petrol stations in an effort to stem the widening crisis. It is the latest emergency measure after supply chain disruptions that have drained petrol pumps and emptied some supermarket shelves. Panic buying has seen fuel supplies run dry at numerous sites around the country. Ford and South Korea's SK Innovation say they'll spend more than $11 billion constructing three battery factories and an assembly plant for electric F-Series pickup trucks. The two giant sites in Tennessee and Kentucky will be the biggest investment in the automaker's history and will employ nearly 11,000 workers. The Tennessee plant will occupy 6 square miles, making it three times the size of the historic complex that Henry Ford built in Michigan a century ago. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.